Okay, we're learning the sugya, the sugya of how to pay taxes, or how to not pay taxes, if you can, how you shatach, how you assess the charge to people in town. Now, before we get to Tosfos, I just want to review. We learned the Gemara, Tulishainis, if how taxes are supposed to be assessed for the security of the city. We're talking now, all the inyanim in the second part of the Mishnah, security. The Chaimah, the Dallas, and the Briach. It seems from our sugya that if we ran a city like New York City based on this Gemara, the tax rates we would have to set up for each thing. The police, you would have to set up a certain rate according to how much it's needed. And the things that are from the fascists, I guess the firemen are from the fascists or from Mammon? I don't know, some are mostly Mammon. Each thing would have to be set up. No, the sanitation, you'd have to shut up according to who needs the sanitation more. No. Like water bills according to how much water you use. So that's what the Gemara is telling us, that everything goes. It seems, from what we're learning so far, that it goes according to Nehenah, like we said yesterday. It's a Tekanes HaShavim based on Hanah. And that's what we're learning so far, before we get to Ravuna. Now, the Gemara yesterday, we had two Lashonos. The first Lashon said, Kavaba Mismarais, that we do Lefishvach Mamon, that we assess the taxes according to money, according to assets. And the second Lashon said, Lefi Kiruv Batim, according to how much a person is in the line of fire, in line of danger, for Ganavim. The Ganavim sneak in from outside the city. So the Kiruv Batim, the closer you are to the edge of the wall, to the edge of the city, the more you need the wall. The Rosh says that even the Lashon, Lefi Kiruv Batim, holds af Lefi Kiruv Batim. That Tosfos says also that it's af lefi kiruv batim, and therefore, when it comes, in other words, you have to shatza both. You shatza off the kiruv batim, and lefi hamamin. You have to try to. I mean, I can see a city getting into a fight over how to shatza up, how to estimate. I guess you have to appoint a committee and estimate the value. However, Zok Darash, that's only if you're worried about Ganavim. If it's security in a war, you want to build a chayma for a war, b'shas melchama. So the Rosh says, b'shas melchama, they're coming to capture the whole city, not just the people closer to the wall. So then, it doesn't depend l'fi kiruv batim at all. If they're coming, b'zman sheyesh melchama, v'amalachim izgarim zeh emzeh, mistavri b'kaygam nelayich b'zman kiruv batim klal. Lagabe a war, nobody captures half a city. So then you go to Lefish Vachman. So the Azer Shteyten Rush, the main point of the Rush, obviously, is that each need is upgeshatz according to the need. That's the Rush's cloth. That's the pshat nigger. Now we come to Tosfos. What we're dealing with now is the following issue in Tosfos. We have to try to figure out if someone, a thief comes, he points a gun at someone, and he threatens, give me your money or I'll kill you. Is that called Sakonis Mamin? Or is that called Sakonis Nefashis? That's the issue that we're going to deal with in trying to figure out Tosfos. Tosfos is quite confusing on the point. And as I started to tell you yesterday, the Bir Halacha, at the end of Siman Reish Yud Ches, the last Bir Halacha at the end of Siman Reish Yud Ches, in parentheses, brings from the Chayi Adam, who says that that's Mamon. Someone in the Chayi Adam who says that that's Mamon, that he's coming to steal from you. He's not coming to kill. He's coming to steal. Since he's coming to steal, so you don't have to bench Gaimel, you have to make bench Gaimel. If someone steals from someone, points a gun at him and says, give me your money or I'll shoot you, and you give him your money and he runs away, So the Nishrat Sadam says you don't have to bench Gaimu. That's a, it's no min. You don't bench Gaimu off for money. And Bir Halacha says he doesn't understand. Somebody, you know, if you see someone pointing a gun at someone and saying your money or your life, the halacha is you're allowed to kill him. You're allowed to kill the Babi Machteris Nadif. So if you're allowed to kill him, it must be he's considered cutting down the fascists. The Gemara says, Adam Yedeya. Adam, that's not the Machteris. He points a gun at him. Adam Yedeya Shein Adam Maminas Me'al Malaynai. The Ganiv knows that Yana is going to resist. It's human nature to resist. And he's ready to kill him. That's a din of a raidiv. So the Bir Halacha says that that's nefashis. That that's considered to be nefashis. He's coming to kill him. He says, you do bench gun. And he went to the Chai Yadam. It's Mamun or it's nefashis. I would guess, I understand the Chai Yadam better. If someone points a gun at someone, he's asking, should I bench Gaimon? So I would ask the person, did you resist or didn't you resist? If you resisted, you tried to get away, so you bench Gaimon. You went Sakana. If you were smart and you just gave him your money, then there was no Sakana. No, not what it depends on. By benching Gaimon, Bishas Maisa calls him out that this thing is happening if someone sees. So he's a writer, if you're allowed to kill him. But Lacha Hamaisa, you ask him, did you resist or didn't you resist? I understand the Chayodom better. So we're going to learn Taisis with an eye to see if Taisis considers Ganovit that comes from Mammon to be Mammon, what to be the Fashis. And this is where Rav Reuven comes in, because Taisis himself, as the Maran points out, Taisis himself is unclear. Let's see Taisis. Okay, please help up and try to see what the difficulty is. Lefishvach mamin hegai v'kiva dey tzakonis nefashis le'az lina and elo basa mamin. This ties meferish nishvasad nechayyadam. If I say meferish the words nechayyadam. Kiva dey bohem ein bas tzakonis nefashis le'az lina and elo basa mamin v'achidam yomer b'agoz l'basa. It's a gemara. Shiyarai lechis v'midbar v'omra le'avgayis v'chashu l'fiyah mamin. If a guy is comes and they have to bribe them to leave them alone, so the cheshbon is l'fi amamid, the lakas akar is the fascist. Kivin de'ed ha-guy is barak b'shvil money. They're only coming to steal money. So the first part of Taisis is klar that a guy who comes for mamid, that's mamid, that's not the fascist. How do you understand the rest of Taisis? Taisis is bothered, you're allowed to kill the guy. You're allowed to kill him, even if Talila is a yid who's a thief. He points a gun at someone. He says, "You want to hear your life? You're allowed to kill the person." So how do you understand that you're allowed to kill him if it's mamon? So that's Taisus Kasha. Avagab Dama Beperik Ben Sayre. Dabavi Machteres Nidin Al Shem Saifai. Habavi Machteres. Somebody who comes into a house to steal is Nidin Al Shem Saifai. Even though he's sneaking in, but once he gets in, he knows he might meet people. If you dig a tunnel under someone's house, you know that it's possible. The God knows that he may come up in the middle of the guy's living room. He may, you know. So he now shaves sci-fi. His sci-fi is that if somebody's going to start up with him, he'll kill him. So nature of a person to resist. You see, here chazaka doesn't mean 100%. Not 100%. But it's likely that a person is going to resist. So why is that mamin? So he says, yeah, this is still mamin. What's the teretz? Kivan dehagai yisperit sainai einei ba'al nefashis. The guy, the thief, he's coming for nefashis, for mamin. Dim la yamdu nevnei la'ezik l'gufa. He doesn't want to hurt them. Hikol chachoshes hakaras nefashis. Fikach im yamdu alayim listim in his tashu imam gaivim l'fi hamam. This is Taisus. How do you understand Taisus? Make up your mind. Ganavim come, it's Mamin or it's Nefashis. How do you have it both ways? If you're saying they're only coming for Mamin, why are you allowed to kill them? How do you understand? How are you allowed to kill? Someone comes with a gun. So the first, the Nigzal has a gun, he's allowed to shoot him. What's the hatet to shoot him, according to Taisus? explains to me, well, why is it mutter to shoot the guy? He's going to kill the Nigdav if the Nigdav resists. So let him not resist. Or he's going to kill him because he wants, he has $100 or $1,000 in his pocket. So for $1,000, he can kill somebody.
Then it's I don't have to stand by and let person really take my money. So I'm glad I resist. Once I resist, then he's going to try to kill me.
That's a chiddush. Reb Ruvain says that. The first thing Reb Ruvain says is, I'm not mechuyev to give him my money. I don't have to give him money because he says he'll kill me if I don't give it to him. Why not? Why am I not mechuyev? Huh? I'm not mechuyev. Now, whenever I think about this, I think about when we were kids. I don't know if you did it, but. I remember when I was in fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, there was a shtick that people did. If somebody had a bag of potato chips he didn't want to give you, so you went over to him and you said a bracha, and you say, no, no. So he has to give you, because if he doesn't give you, it's a bracha at all. You guys didn't do that. You weren't so sophisticated. No, you have to give. You have to give him, he makes a bracha. Over one potato chip, you're going to let a bracha of atal in the world. Huh? What's the halacha? You have to give him a potato chip or you don't? So Ruvain says you don't have to give. Reb Ruvain says the pashut pshat in Taisus is I'm not mechuyev to give him money. I don't have to give him. Why do I have to give him? We actually had in Ksubis is, I think, next year's Masechta. We had from Yeshua Leib Diskin a raya to this. Yeshua Leib Diskin said that the Gemara says that people got married on Yom Ravi. And the Gaisha governors used to know about it, and they would come and they had a Gzeret Tiboel Lehegmoin Tchila, that they should be Nebel to Lehegmoin. So they were going to push off the Takana of getting married on Wednesday. So the Gemara said, why push it off? She's an honest, you should karkai them. The Gemara says, yeah, the girls are not mechuyev to be mice and nefesh, but we're afraid they will be. They're going to be mice and nefesh, that a guy shouldn't be bailed. So the Gemara asked, Lidrishmu da Einishari. Let's tell them that you're an Einis, and there won't be a sakana. You don't have to be mice and nefesh for it. Lidrishmu da Einishari. So the Gemara says, all right, now, most of the girls are not going to want to get married on Wednesday, because they're not interested. But, Afialacha, let them get married on Wednesday. And if the guy comes, what's that kind of? Tell the girls, I nishari. So I'm sure like this can says 1 minute. To be boil an ashes ish is an iser bairaisa for a guy. So I want to get married on Wednesday, and therefore I'm going to let such a thing happen that he's going to be boil an ashes ish. But he don't get married on Wednesday, and he won't be boil an ashes ish. What? That's the guy's cheshbon. He's going to be a fair in the world. There is lefneiv for that guy. So Yeshua Leib writes, Mamish the same yisayin. He writes that I'm not mechuyev to give up my thing. If there's a bracha in getting married on this day, then I don't have to give up my thing because Yana threatens he's going to do an avera if I do it. For his avera, I'm not mechuyev to do it. This is the yisayin, and that's what Reuven says in the first mahalach. In this Gemara, he says the same halach. I don't have to give up $1,000 to save his life. If he, I'm allowed to kill him. For $1,000, I cannot kill him. That's not an option. You can't be mechayev me to give $1,000 to someone who points a gun. This is his first mahalach, which I think he means to stick it into the kavon of the Maram on Taisvis. He says the following: he says when a person comes, his coming, he's mechavin for mamon. Personal comes is mechavin for mamon. If the nigdav has a choice, if he decides to give the money, then it's mamon. If he decides to resist, it's the fashis. But that's the choice of the nigdav, not of the ganav. The ganav is coming for mamon. So that's pshat. If the nigdav wants, he could kill the ganav. Or if he wants, he could give him the money. Our Gemara is saying, you want to collect taxes? You want to collect money from me? So I could say, collect kefi amamin. I'm willing to give up mammon. You can't be mighty mammon for me. You call it nefashis. You say that the poor people have to pay equally. The poor people will say, I don't consider it nefashis. They're coming for mammon. I'm ready to give up mammon. To be mighty mammon from someone, because maybe people are going to resist. It's not a machayiv. So Mamela, this is the simpler mahalach in Taisvis, which Rav Ruvein begins with this idea. So you have it both ways. The ganav comes, is it mamon or the fascist? It's the choice of the nigzal, or the nigenav. He has a choice. He has every right to make it into the fascist. He has a right to leave it as mamon. Whatever he wants. There's a problem. Roommate says there's a problem with this. This is the L'chairah Glat the Mahalach, no? It's really the Mahalach I was saying. Do you bench Gaimel? So I would ask the Nignav, did you resist or didn't you? If you didn't resist, then don't bench Gaimel. Right? If you just gave him the money, don't bench Gaimel, there's no Sakana. If you decided to resist, so then it's Sakana, so then bench Gaimel. That's what Roommate's saying. That Gemara, you say the same thing? Say the same thing, because in our Gemara the Ganav didn't come yet. You want to charge me money to put up a wall so the Ganav shouldn't come. So I can tell you he's coming for mom. You want me to pay kafin nefashis because you say you're going to resist? You're not mechuyev to resist. You can't be mighty mamon based on the idea that you want to resist the Ganav. He's coming for mamon. You want to be mighty mamon? It's a choice. You have a choice. This is the more pashut pshat taisus. However, there's a major problem with it. Rav Ruvein says the halacha is that you're allowed to be mechal Shabbos to kill a babi machteris. If someone's breaking into a house on Shabbos, you're allowed to pick up the phone and call the police, even if you're going to do an isadei raisa, to call the police for a ganav. Someone is picking someone up in the street. You're allowed to do melacha deraisa. So save yourself. So Ruvein says, I have a problem with this mahalach. The mahalach we're going with is that every nignav has a choice. He can make it mamon, he can make it nefashis. One heter on Shabbos, till now was saying, let him give up his money so Yana won't get killed. The Torah says, I don't have to give up money so Yana won't get killed. Good. What about my chil on Shabbos? If a ganav wants to steal from Reuven, and Reuven has a gun under his bed, so the ganav comes into his bedroom, so he wants to pick up the gun and shoot the ganav. He has a choice: he can give him $1,000 or he can shoot him on Shabbos. So assuming shooting him is a bracha d'oraisa, what's the heter? How do you understand this? What's the heter to shoot him on Shabbos if you go with the first mahalach? The mahalach that I'm calling the mahalach of the Chayi Adam, that it's your choice. You can make it mom, you can make it nefashis. It's a very shver kasha. So I don't know Terence. Moving, therefore goes to the second approach. No. Any time the person knows that it's possible he'll see you, the assumption is that if he robs a car, he's breaking into a car, so we don't say he's bar nefashis because he's going to a place where he knows there's nobody. So if someone sees someone breaking into his car, he's not supposed to go down to the car and kill him. It's mamon. But the person, if the ganav is coming to a place where the person is, so that's what we're talking about now, that he's bar nefashis.
He's the only one there. The only ganav there, right?
What's the difference? We're talking about when he knows it's likely he'll be seen. So we're talking about that's the whole thing. He comes, he picks up a person. What? It could be in private. It comes into a house. It happened to us once. We woke up in the middle of the night, and there was a ganav in our bedroom. Never poor ganav came to the wrong house. Didn't get anything. There was silver in the house. Really anything. So the only thing that happened from the ganav is that we put bars on the windows afterwards. So the security company made money. All the God I've got is for my parents a bunch of checks made out to tzedakah. I don't know what he did with it. But anyway, the Rav Ruvain's first Mahalach, which is very mistaver, has one gigantic kasha. The kasha, why do you do with Chilul Shabbos? What do you do with Chilul Shabbos? Why are you allowed to be Mechal Shabbos? And that's a kasha atzuma. And therefore, Rav Ruvain really, she's really changing to a second pshat. He says it as if he's just adjusting the first pshat. It's really a second pshat. The second pshat, the way I understand, is the following. A babi machteres is coming from the fascists. Because we have a chazaka ein adam mamir asvay alma maynei. That means that people really can't resist. It's very hard for human beings to resist. A kid comes over to someone in the street and points a gun at him and says, give me your money. Very hard for a person to just take the money out of his pocket and give it to him. Just say we have chazaka ein adam pereta es mamir, we have chazaka ein adam mamir asvay alma maynei. Therefore, Rav Ruvain says, we have to learn that every case is a case of sakaras nefashis. Even if the nignav is an intelligent person, and he learned the sugya, and he knows that they told him 100 times, give up the money and don't fight, the fact is that it's very hard to do that. Human nature is very, very difficult to do. What? It's very true. It's very true. You read, there are people smart enough, there are people afraid enough. But the chazaka, there are people who are peretes mana. But it happens all the time that intelligent people who know, intelligent people, because they read the papers today, they know that people get killed all the time. So they're smart enough to know. But the fact is, and you also have to know that today most people have most of their money in banks. Once upon a time, a person's whole ashiris was in his house. I mean, what did he have? Chazaka means that there's a threshold of chazaka for sakana. It's even a lower threshold. The chazaka ain't other babin asbel, but by the way, every stick up is sakana's defashis. And that's what the Bir Halacha means. Every single one is sakana's defashis, without exception. And therefore you're allowed to be b'chal Shabbos, and therefore you're allowed to kill him. Every single time a person threatens someone else, it's always sakanas nefashis. What do you do with Taisus? Layas lina elabasa mamin. Taisus considers it to be mamin. So Ruvain comes with a chiddush in the Gemara, but he has nice rayas to the chiddush. Till now we learned mamin means how much you're nehena from the mamin. That you pay according to how much hanoi you have from the mamin. Rav Ruvain says that doesn't mean how much you're nehena, but how much you're a gairim mamin. Gairim means canavim come to steal where they think money is available. The more money there is in the neighborhood, the more ganavis they have. The more that the ganav thinks he can get a hold of the mamin, the more likely it is that ganavim will come. Zok Reb Ruvain, tremendous chiddush. Now we don't mean nehenam in mamin the way we learned yesterday. We mean of gairim mamin. The person who has more money in town, he's a gairim for the wall to be necessary. And since he's a gairim, therefore it's he has to pay according to his mamin. Really, the guy is coming there in their mind. They're coming for mamin. And that's what Tosa says. Who cares if in their mind they're coming for mamon? We have a chazaka, people are not mamon, that's why I'm a minor. Zot Rav Ruvain, the tremendous chiyuv, that the chiyuv is because of a gairim mamon. It's takas akadas nefashis. But the gairim is the mamon. And he brings a beautiful raya from the Mardechai. I think you'll like this. The Mardechai says that you have to pay. The way we assess the cost to everybody in town is not how rich they are, but how fancy their houses are, how much they show off their wealth. Because we're talking about a gairim mamon, talking about causing people to come and steal. So he says, in the Shatigah, how much people come to steal. So if a person's rich, but he doesn't let anybody know he's rich, so then he pays less. The person builds a nice, big, fancy house, so he has to pay more, whether he really has money or doesn't really have the money. Let's see the Lashon HaRash. Just see. Okay, it's a long Mordechai. I'm not finding it now. But anyway, this is what he brings to the Lashon HaMordechai. Yes. No, the intent of building the wall. The wall.
The intent of building the wall was because by you already, you're building because it's kind of a fascist. You just, the cause of it was that the Ganach was doing the mamash.
I'm building because it's Sakharis the fascist.
Right.
And that Sakharis the fascist is caused by what? It's caused by the money. It's the Ganach not coming for money. What?
But the money is only the Ganach. Once you started building the wall, you were building because it's the fascist.
No, I'm building. Yeah, I'm building that Sakharis the fascist. But you shots off the thing according to the Gairim. Whoever's Gairim for the Ganavim to come more. That's how you estimate it. That's what he's saying. The Gairim is the Machayev. Sort of a Grama, which is a Machayev. Now, he brings a nice Raya, Rav Reuven does, from a Gemara in Bava Kama, Kuf Tezayin. It says that when a boat is sinking, it's the people are on a boat and they're in danger of sinking. And people have to throw things in the boat overboard to rescue the boat. So whatever financial loss there was to save the boat, well, everyone on the boat has to chip in equally to pay for it. And they threw the boat's chairs and tables overboard. So somebody has to reimburse the boat owner. So they shots up, lefi hamasoi, not lefi hamam. You estimate how much is each person. I would think, look, everybody had money on the boat. The person had more money was saved. The person with less money was saved. The person says, no, one person had a pocket full of diamonds. And one person had a crate full of watermelons. So the watermelons were bigger masu. You shots up, the chipping in, lafi hamasu, according to the weight. Why according to the weight? As nehena, you would shots up according to the mammon. So to Rube, you see, you shot up Lufi Amasa, you see the Gairim is the Machayev, not the Nehenna. So therefore, that's his Makar. That you go, Lufi HaGairim, not Lufi HaHadon.
It's crazy,
you can throw, yeah, the question is, the things you have to... Everyone chips in to pay. Just because you threw off the watermelons, everybody on the boat has to chip in for whatever was thrown overboard. So if everyone is chipping in for that, it's a Messias of a Gairim. It's a Messias of a Gairim. Rav Reuven's learning that by Ganavim also, it's a Messias of a Gairim. The mammon is the fancy houses, the one invites the Ganavim into the neighborhood. The Rav Reuven brings another nafka mina. He brings an interesting case. I forgot from whom he brings it. That there were ganavim coming into a city to rob. So the only people in the city would give up the money. But the king of the governor of the city threatened that he'll kill them if they give money to the enemy. So the yidden were caught in a bind. They were caught. They can't give money to save themselves because then the king will kill them. And they can't not give money because then the guys will kill them. So, Rav Reuven brings that's, I think, from a rush, that's Lafi Mammon. Why is that Lafi Mammon? They had Zichel Nefashis. He says L'shitasai, because the Gairim is the Machayiv. The thing that's Machayiv for everyone to chip in is the Gairim. Since the Gairim is the Machayev, therefore I think he brings it from a Rosh. He tells me the Rosh is mashed differently, it'll be a problem. Because he learns Goyim into Shita Sa Rosh. As a matter of fact,
Rosh learns that I want to make the car. You have to make it in the
house. Well, the karka is not the Goyim. It's not what causes people to come. Karka, they can't steal the karka. They can only steal the things in the karka. How fancy it is, because that, he says, how big it is and how noticeable to the eye. That was the Rosh. Because that's guiding people to come. Now, not because they're going to steal the house, because they're going to steal money. But they see fancy houses, that's why they want to break in. That's why they want to break in. Well, I think that's the assumption of the Ganov. Assumption of most people. You go into a fancy house, you assume they're rich people. You know, sometimes, very often it's not true. Very often it's 100% not true. But the assumption is that rich people have fancy homes, and poor people have simpler homes. The Rush has another case, which the Ramah calls Boim Machmas Hashmad. People are coming, Goyim are coming just to Shmad Yidden. So the Rush writes that if you have to collect money to bribe, to pay off people that are Boim Machmas Hashmad, I assume he means the Rush lived during the Crusades. You have to buy them off that they shouldn't bother you. So the Rosh writes, why? He says, Ikr kavanosam al hamamin. That even if they're coming to bother Yidden because they're Yidden, their Ikr kavana was for mamin, not for shmad, which rather was true at the time of the Crusades. The Ikka Kavanu was for the money, not for the nefashis. So the roommate, who cares Ikka Kavanasa? Lamaisa, they're coming to kill. They're coming to kill because they want to take the Yidden's money. But what's the... nobody today knows, you guys never read about the Crusades, right? I was once in the library with my little kids. And in the children's section, there was a book on Richard the Lionhearted. And I looked at the book, it made him sound like such a glorious character. Richard the Lionhearted was one of the crusaders who went, and they were a bunch of drunks. You know, the Pope made a gzera that if you're going to the Holy Land, right, the Christians were fighting with the Muslims, they weren't fighting with the Yidden. They were going to the Holy Land to free the Holy Land from the infidels, which are the Muslims. So the Pope made a takana that if you're doing such a holy thing, you're allowed to kill and rape and steal on the way, like I see for mitzvah, patam and a mitzvah, you know. So they went, and they, wherever they went, and this Richard Lionhearted was a shikr, who was a ritzayah. They destroyed the whole cities, and not for the Holocaust, the Crusades would have been, the Holocaust dwarfed everything before it. Akoponim, so the Rosh is saying that Ikka Kavanasam al Hamamim, the Ikka Kavana, they kill, they'll take the money. That's why they kill. So who cares if Ikka Kavana, Sabah, Mamun? The mice are coming to kill. So in the Lashon HaRosh, it's clear, but it's clear from the Lashon of the Ramah, Kusama Gimel Gimel, who brings the Rosh, that they're coming Machas Hashmad. And Afal Pikein, you go Lefi Mamun. Why? So this is the strongest raya that Reuven has, that you should go Lefi HaGairim, not Lefi Ha. Hanehenim. You go according to what it's Goyrim, not according to the Hanah. The Mela, what? You have to try. Yeah, look, you can't shut up perfectly. It's not a scientific thing, but they have to try. Like I said, every city sets up a committee, and they try to shut up. But they shut up Kafiha Goyrim, not Kafiha. The brother, he brings a Rash, but who argues with the Rash? Rash says Shmad is the fascist. But in the Rash, he's learning this Kabbalah. So this is Reb Ruvain's take on the Gemara. There are two parts to it. One, the Chiddush in the Gemara, that is the Gairim. And more, his two Mahalchim in Taisis, which are Mamish, the Mahalchim in Nishmas Adam and the Mishnah Berurah, in how you look at Bab Machteres. The first Mahalach, which seems to be the Maram's Mahalach, that it's Mabin until somebody resists. And the Kasha of that is why you're allowed to be Mechal Shabbos, which needs a head to the Teretz. And the second Mahalach, no, it's always nefashis. Bob Machteres is always nefashis. Just, and that's why it can be L'chal Shabbos. Just shouting up taxes, he got lefi hagayrim, not lefi hadehem. So this is his take. Let's see. Once we get to the Agadah to Gemara in time for Purim, let's see the next Gemara. It's really a combination: Shtikl Agadah, Shtikl Mat. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah Rama Deshura Adirabana. Rabbi Yehuda Nesiyah, he made the Rabbanan chip in for the Shura, for the wall. Amar Reish Lakish Rabbanan Loit Tzrichi Nitirusa. Very difficult Gemara. Gemara says that Reish Lakish told him, rabbis don't have to pay taxes because the Rabbanan don't need Shmira. Diksiv Asapre Michael Yirbun. Asaprim Laman, Ilaim Latzadikim, Fishi Mechala, Azikim more than Yimachel Yerbun, they're more than the same. Hashakul Yisrael, Sibu Kachayel Hashas Vasayam, Tzadikim Asma Mechel Yerbun. Torah wouldn't use such an expression. That's a stira. Elohi Tamar, Asaprim Lamasev Shal Tzadikim, Mechel Yerbun. The Masev Shal Tzadikim are compared to sand, the Kavod, Kavachayim, Machel Shavuit, Megan Alayam, Masev Shal Tzadikim, Shemarun, and Vaikalshkim, Shemaginim Alayim. So therefore, tzaddikim don't have to pay taxes. Yosel kavid of Yechna amalei my tam alei tevalei meha. You can have better pasuk. Ani chayma b'shadai kemigdalais. Ani chayma zutayra. Shadai kemigdalais elu tamid echachamim. What? What's the which pasuk? Some people cared about. You know, there were people who learned Sashir Ashira.
Why was one better?
Oh, why is this one better? Because here it says mamish chayma. It's true. But here it says there you have to stretch. You say chayel chayel, it doesn't mean chayel, it means masayim. So what if it means masayim? So you have to say just like chayel protect, this protects. Here ani chayma, it's mamish talking about a chayel mcdonald's. That's the topic. They wanted to charge him for the chayel mcdonald's. Yehu tami chayel reshlokish savalak in the darish rabba ani chayel zuknesis yisrael shadet mcdonald's elu batik v'siyas ubatim v'drashis. The protection of the batik v'siyas ubatim v'drashis. Rav Nachman bar Rav Chista, Rama Karga Arabana. He said the Rabbana have to pay the cargo tax, the head tax. I believe, right? So, Amalei Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, Avarta ad Araisa ad Nevi ad Iksuvi. I'm a Raya from Torah, Nevi ad Iksuvi, that you're wrong. The Araisa Iksiv, Avchei Vevami, Kol Kedosha Biyadecha, Amamesha Mekadish Baruch. Rabbana Shalom, Afilu Bishar Shata, Mechavei Vevami, Kol Kedosha Biyadecha. Even when you call yourself to Shasadin, let the Kedoshim be in your hands. Vahim tukul raglach. Torah Rabbi Yosef, El Tavid HaChamim, Shem Echatzin Raglayim, Be'ir Le'ir, Medina Le'medina, Ul Metayr. Yisam Adabar Sechol, Yisam Le'im, Mid the Brais of Shabbat. And then Vid Iksiv, Gab Ki Yitnu, Vagoyim Ata Kapsein, V'yechalu Ma'at Mimasa, Melech Vesarim. They'll have a rest from the weight of the king. Amrullah Pasik Zebulash and Aramis never, Itana Kulu Ata Katsaim. Vimaat mehem Yichalu Mimasa Melafisar. If they have more of a schus, then they'll be zechet to more, and less of a schus to less. Adiksuvi diksiv Minidabalu Vahalach Loishalit Lumirma Alayim, Amr Yehuda, Vivida Zuminas Melach, Balu Zakes of Kugalta, Vahalach Zuarnu. This Gemara needs a Hezber. Both Chazay Nish, both Abbasus and Hay, Ois, I believe Ois and Ches, yeah, and Rav Moshe, the Dibris Moshe here, Ha'or Alam and Ches, they say they don't understand. Ain't Samchin Al Anes. Talmud Chacham is just as Lachoyiv to have a protection as everybody else. What? No, what? There's a shmira, but you're not allowed to be samech on that. Samech on that. That's samech on that. What? The psukim say that Rabbi Yisrael gives a shmira to Talmid Chacham. But Talmid Chacham, you don't rely on a davar seguli, you don't rely on such a thing. They both say a ir shakula tamid chachamim doesn't have to have a chayma. Rav Moshe says that he doesn't understand. There's no haftacha to Talmidei Chachamim that they won't be killed. There's no such haftacha. If there'll be haftacha, there will be haftacha. He says Yaakov Avinu was chayshish shami ibram achayit. Yaakov Avinu wasn't soimach that he's a Talmidei Chachamim, it'll be a shvira for him. So how could he be soimach on it? It's a kasha on the Rama, but the Pashup Shad. Pashup Shad, are you a Yaakov boy? What? So this is a kasha that they ask. They ask a kasha. They say hello. They say a kasha. So Rav Moshe and Chazon Ish have two very different pshatim in this Gemara, and a very different one from the other. They both agree that Talmidei Chachamim the Poyel are mechuyev to do a shmira just like anybody else. They argue about the kavana. What does it mean, Talmidei Chachamim, Mibon the Tivusa? It's easier for me to explain the Chazon Ish than Rav Moshe. Let me start with Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe, if I understand correctly, you could look. He says, the way I understand, that it's really, it's not the attitude of the Talmud Chacham that he doesn't need a Shmira. Talmud Chacham holds he needs a Shmira, just like Yaakov Avinu. Gemara is saying that it's supposed to be the attitude of everyone else that the Talmud Chacham doesn't need a Shmira. The rest of the Tzibur should have an attitude that will take care of the Shmira of a Talmud Chacham. But the Lashon Talmidei Chachamim Mibayin Tivusa is not going at the Talmud Chacham himself. It's going at everyone else. He brings a Rambam in Pirkei Avos as a dimyon to this. The reason Rav Moshe is matzik, it's a little teichik, the Lashon HaGemara is because the Kasha bothers him very, very much. According to Rav Moshe, the Talmud Chacham himself has to do a Shmira. The people are the ones that are supposed to help him. Chazon Ish has a different mahalach. He says that the Talmidei Chachamim, themselves, they should be yer shekul Talmidei Chachamim. They have to pay for it. If it's a city where there are some Talmidei Chachamim and others not, so it's part of the mahalach of a city is that everyone else is supposed to pay for the shmir of the Talmidei Chachamim. Someone pays for his shmira, he doesn't have to pay for it. If others are willing to pay for his shmira, then he doesn't pay. If they're not willing, then he should pay.
So they should have to pay and get paid back. Why do they should pay for themselves?
It's a little bit of a hole in the way Rav Moshe is explaining. Rav Moshe is saying that Sibur is supposed to undertake the shmira of the Talmidei Chacham. That's what he says. The Chazon Ish has a different idea. Those are the exception, not the rule. That's only your Pinyas Ben Yair. There aren't such things in the Gemara. There are three or four things. Pinyas Ben Yair, there are a few that were on such a level. Shin Bei Yechai. Kishuv is different, yeah. If you don't believe in it, it doesn't harm you. But that's because Kishuv doesn't really exist. It only exists to the extent that people let it exist. But, those few Gemaras that are different, those are the exceptions. I mean, you know, Kaiso walked into the Yam, there was Semech on a nest that the water is not going to come down on top of them. So they're exceptions. But they are Kla, not Semech on a nest. Chazon Ish is Mahalach. What? Rav Moshe, we're not Mechayiv because others are supposed to undertake the Shmir of the Talmud Chacham. Lashon HaGemara, Leiboy Nitiusa, is not so good according to Rav Moshe. Yeah, you have to understand the means that everyone else is supposed to have an attitude that Mecham Leiboy Nitiusa. Chazon Ish has a different mahalach. Chazon Ish's mahalach, it's really based on a Rambam. That the more Baal Betochen someone is, the Rambam says, the more Hashgacha Pratis he has. I don't know how familiar you are with it. The idea of Hashgacha Pratis and Hashgacha Klolis, something you should know. There's a Hashgacha Klolis in the world, that means there's nature. Certain things are nature, depend on nature. For a Baal B'Tochen, there's no nature, there's Hashgacha Pratis. The more a person is a Maamin in Dvarei Olam, the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu guides every single thing that happens to a person. A Talmud Chacham, to the level that he's a Talmud Chacham, he is, if he's an Emissar Talmud Chacham, Gemara is the level Talmud Chacham, he's a Baal B'Tochen. If he's a Baal B'Tochen, then his whatever's going to happen to him is bashkocha pratis, and the chayma doesn't change what's going to happen to him. Yeah, chayma, nishta chayma, it's not going to change. It doesn't change what happens to him. If he does have a chayma, he doesn't have a chayma. Depending on his level of betachin, that's how much ishtadlus he has to do. That's the Rambam's klal gadol. That all ishtadlus depends on the level of betachin the person has. The more betachin the person has, the less ishtadlus he needs. So therefore, even though this is a derais, they're going to makim sakana deliberately. But a real baal betachin the more a person is a baal betachin, the person who doesn't work for parnasa, he's a big baal betachin, he's terasi amnasa. So such a person is exempt from paying because he really doesn't need. He really doesn't need the chayim. What?
The city is in
the dinner klal. The city,
you mean
dinner klali? Yeah. The dinner klali. So a person who's enough talmud chacham, it seems, could exempt himself from that. That's what Chazanish is saying. He's just saying that a person could extract himself from that. Now, it could be that we're talking about a robbery. You know, there are two things for a chayim. There's a gnei and a mulchama, like the Rosh said. Your kasha that they're not klali, maybe have to do a mulchama. It's different. But for ganavim, at least. So this is the chazanish's klal. The kishani la'atzmi, I would say that this machlaikis, Rav Moshe and the chazanish, I'm shat, is the machlaikis to Ritva and the Rosh. Ritva says, what's called the Talmud Chacham for this Gemara? Someone who's terasei umnasai. Someone who doesn't have a parnasa. If a person goes to work, and he learns every spare minute, but he has a parnasa, so he's not called Talmud Chacham legabi the karga, legabi the tax. As I state in the Ritva. The Rosh, at the end of the sugi, at the end of Simin Chavad, disagrees. This should be... Musa to everybody. The Rosh writes, Nirish atamachachem sheyesh le umnis. Like tzas maso umat l'sparanes kadechayos. Somebody goes to work. He has a trade, or he has a business. L'sparanes kadechayos, v'loy l'sasher. He's not looking to be rich. He's looking to have a parnasa. U'b'chol shosh u'pane me'iskai mazer al divrei Torah. And every time he has a free moment, he goes to learn. V'loy me divrei Torah. Who are Nikra Terasei Amnasai? He's also called the Talmud Chacham for this sugya. So then, whether you're working or not, has to do with how much Talmud Chacham you are, how devoted you are to learning. Somebody uses his spare time for learning, he's a Talmud Chacham. As they state in the Rosh, not like the Ritva. See from the Rosh that it depends how much Talmud Chacham you are. See from the Ritva, it depends how much Baal Betachin you are. Chazanish is saying that this depends on the level of Baal Betachin, which deals with the Ritva. Ramash is learning Pashat Pshat that it depends on the level of Talmud Chacham, which deals more with the Rosh. And Al Kapanim, this is the idea that Talmidei Chachamim Loibay Nitirusa of this Gemara, that it's Loibay Nitirusa, and it's a little frightening to learn this Gemara right after what happened in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says Talmidei Chachamim Loibay Nitirusa. When the enemy is able to penetrate Batei Knesiyos or Batei Midrashos, it's a more frightening thing. It's a more frightening message. It strikes me that the Sakana Eretz Yisrael has been the same for the last year. And Kum to Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon, there were kolkeres on the wall that everyone should keep Yom Kippur Katan. That there should be Yom Kippur Katan, and people should fast it day after day, Erev Rosh Chodesh Adar Rishon. And yeshivas should say Yom Kippur Katan. I don't know what happened in Eretz Yisrael. In America, very few yeshivas took it seriously, aside from all the Gedalei Eretz Yisrael. And why punk this Adar Rishon they chose in that early, I don't know. But, you know, there's a little bit you have to take a musar of Einei Ha'eda because it was talk on the last day of Adar Rishon that this happened. That this happened, and maybe we should take it more seriously when such a thing goes out. As it is, we're skeptical because the Akol Kairos is about every little thing, and you know, We're looking for a Mohudidika guy, you know. Erev Sukkot, they look for a Mohudidika Esrig, and now they look for Mohudidika Aniyim. And, you know, the Kalkara is about all kinds of silly things, but when the Kalkara comes out, it should be, it's real truth, it's a frightening thing. What to do about it is, I'm not sure, but certainly we have to take the whole matzah very so more seriously. And, we learn a Gemara that talks about Shadak and Megdalis, Elabatim and Sisa, but the Midrashis. It's a little bit of a pacha. But tomorrow is Tainus Esther. But I'd like, since we're pressured tomorrow, Tainus Esther, right? All right? Yeah. So tomorrow, the thing is, we have counted, I think, 16 more days of Shir. I'd like to try to get as far as I can. So tomorrow I'm going to give Shir, and at the end of Shir we'll talk a little about, maybe a little about Tainus Esther, but I'd like to go weiter to do the Gemara. The Gemara now is sort of a combination of Anagadita and really the Sugya of Tzedakah, which goes on to the Yom Beis. Mm-hmm.